This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim Perek, Yud Tes Mishnah Gimel. Today we'll do Yud Tes Gimel and Dalad. Yitag and Yitad. Yesterday, Aleph and Beis. Aleph. Talk to Mishnah Mephadik. It's a mitzvah, one who takes apart a bed. Atvila to Tevlet. This line of the Mishnah, the next line, we did struggle with immensely, try to understand what it means. It says, when he takes apart a bed to tevel it, he didn't have to take it apart, but he did. They talked about, if you take it apart, why are you teveling it? Okay, because he doesn't want the tumah to come back. These beds are very confusing. When it touches the ropes of the bed, of a bed that already came apart, is tahar. Let me ask, what's the chiddush of this? If the bed has already fell apart, of course it's tahar. It was already came apart, he's taking it apart further. Unfortunately, I'm just going to read the Rav. He says that you could have titled it when it was Shalim, but it was too big. Okay, that's fine. So you want to take it apart. So why are you Tahar? You touched it when it was Tameh. I don't understand it. He says, why are you titling it once you took it apart? Okay, because Tameh the case was a Ruch v'shtei Karayim. Because the tumah would come back. I don't understand. Once it falls apart. Chevel, me'emasai chibra l'mita, misarik b'shal shabbatim. When is the chevel considered part of the mita? When you have three rows of shasi v'arev, horizontal and vertical. When you have to attach a longer rope. Now, when you start threading the rope, the entire rope is not considered part of the bed. And it'll get to the tumah of the bed. M'chorba l'mita. So, but the rope was too short. So you tie another rope to it. To finish it off. Okay. So that second rope doesn't necessarily become tameh. So we say mekeshel afnim is tameh, from the not and inward is tameh, from not and outward is tahar. Because that it's considered a separate entity. It's touching it. I say chevel is not. That which is mekabel tuma, but it would have the tuma of the bed if it's medrash. Fine. Nimei akesher, the part of the rope that sticks out beyond the knot. Hanigea b'tzarchoi tuma. What is necessary is tuma. What's tzarchoi? Rita says three etzbois is needed. That's part of it. It's part of the rope. Other than that, it's not necessary anymore. It's not Tommy. Beis, chevel yitzim namitza. You have some of the rope is extending beyond the bed. Adchem yishu tefachim, up to five tefachim. It's tar. It's not, it serves no purpose. V'chamish v'adasar, from 5 to 10 is Tommy. And Sar Lachutz is Tahar. From 5 to 10 is Tameh. And even the whole thing is Tameh? Even the first 5? Yeah. Yeah, it's all Yad. Sar Lachutz, more than 10, is Tahar. I mean, the first 10 are Tameh, but after that is Tar. It's not a Tzarech. What's the Tzarech of this rope? Shabbat Koshin, Zapsachim, Tai the Korban Pesach, which was only done in Mitzrayim, but it sounds like they were meant to do it even after that. Shalosh Mitos, and they lower the beds from the attic to the lower floor. Okay. Mizron. What is a Mizron? Mizron is a woven piece of material that's wrapped around the frame of the bed and keeps it tight. All right? Mizron, Hayetzim in Amita, that's extending beyond the bed. Okay. So we have a Mizran that was longer than necessary. So Mizran HaYetzim HaMita is the part that's extending past the bed. That's extra, the extra slack. Okay. Now the medrash, the tumah has tumah, the bed is tumah's medrash, yeah. And the mizrun is part of the bed, also is tumas medrash. So, kolshu, divrei Rabbi Meir, any amount that extends beyond the bed is considered part of the bed. It could be 20 amos. It's all considered part of the bed, or it could be three mitzvos, less than five tefachim. It's considered part of the bed. Because they used to leave a lot there for extra slack, if they would need it for something to make the bed tighter, whatever they need. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Ad asara tefachim, only up to 10 tefachim. Anything beyond that is not a tzarech, is not mekal b'tumah. Okay. Verse 10 of Tumah. What? 10.1? You don't have Tumah. Fascinating. Now, what about Magog? Because it's touching it. I think it says Magog Beis Hastarim. It's touching in a place that's hidden. You can't see it. Now, listen. This Ritzua has its own... It's really Kabbal Tumah, without the bed, because it's Arig. Unlike the Chevel in the previous Mishnah. It just wouldn't have medrash. Only has medrash by virtue of the fact that's part of the bed. Okay. Now, Mechalikas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is strictly discussion which part is considered part of the bed. According to Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is considered part of the bed. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only the first 10 tefachim. Like Abi Tumas Ma'ago, the entire Mizrun is really Kabbal Tumah. And that will be very important, and you'll see why. It's not just a nice idea, it's very important. The entire thing is right at Tumas Mago. They're just arguing strictly about which has Tumas Medrash. Shari Mizran Shiva Tvachim. A Mizran that fell apart. Shiva Tvachim. If the Mizran fell apart and ripped, and it's not right anymore to hold the bed together, it's not considered part of the bed. It does not have Tumas Medrash, but it could have its own Tumah because it's a Beged Arug. It's a woven Beged. So if you have Shiva Tfachim, says the Mishnah, it's Mekabel Tumah. Why? It says the Mishnah, Lasusa Chevek L'chamor. You can use it to tie the saddle, to secure the saddle to the Chamor. So that's the shear that it still has some Roi le Kabbalah's Tumah of Tumas Stamas Tumas Tumas being a Tumay. Uh huh. Fine. Fine. Is it still attached to the bed? It sounds like it's not. It's not Roy. It says you can't Roy to for the bed anymore. No, it sounds like it is still attached. No one said it's not. But it's not really functioning anymore. It's not serving that purpose. All right. Okay, so we learned in this Mishnah that a mayor has any amount, and everybody says the first 10 tefachim for Tumas Medrash. Fine. Nisa Azov Alamita Valamizran. If Azov was on a bed and the Mizran, what do you mean? A bed that had a Mizran. So he gives Tumas Medrash to the bed. Okay. The entire Mizran is considered part of the bed. And it's an avatoma. An avatoma is a tamish nine poisel echad. It makes a rishon, and the rishon makes a sheni, if it's eichlin, not kalim. And it's poisel echad, if it touches truma, that truma becomes a shlishi. It's called, we say lashon pasel because it cannot convey Tumah further. Okay. Fine. The So the first 10 tefachim is time mishnayim poysel echad. It's medrus. It's not medrus. What is it? Mitame echad or poysel echad. It's a rishon. Because it's touching the bed. Because it's part of this mizran that's touching the bed. The bed is an av, so this is a rishon. First 10 tefachim is medrus. The rest of it is not medrus, but it's makabel tumah like arig. It's touching the bed, and that makes it a rishit l'tumah. Fine. It's a region. Okay. Fine. Nisa ala Mizran. If the Zav sat on the Mizran itself, Psar v'lef name the first entfachim. Tame is Medrus. And the bed is Medrus. Because that part of the Mizran is like the bed. So the chutz is tar. The first 10 tefachim is not a tumah because it's part of the bed. The second part is not. It doesn't get tumah's medrus. But it can get tumah's mago. Fine. I guess it can get mago if it's touching it. Depends. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.